Welcome to Frankly Speaking. This is your host, Andrew Powell. Today, we're joined by clean feed experts Amy Patterson and Dr. Enrique Montiel to discuss how feed impacts the profitability of turkey production. Thank you both for joining us. When you think about feed, what is its true impact on turkey production?
Feed is, in principle, understood as a vehicle of nutrients and a way for the birds to express the genetic potential they're supposed to show in terms of productivity, in terms of growth rate, in terms of ultimate performance. When we think of the feed, ideally the feed should contain everything it needs, but occasionally this is more of a dynamic process where we constantly modifying the feed to add other nutrients that the birds need to express their potential. It probably, we want to make it more appealing using improving the flavor and several other things. But in general, feed is understood as something beneficial to the birds. However, feed can also be the carrier for other things that are not as desirable as good nutrients. Feed can be a fomite to disseminate disease very efficiently or disseminate pathogens, contamination in general. And because of the widespread in the poultry operation, is something really to look at.
Well, I think Dr. Enrique covered it very well. I mean, as he said, feed is the main source of nutrients and energy, not just for the turkeys, but also for a whole host of pathogens and microbial community that you may or may not want the birds exposed to.
What makes feed different from other fomites in live production?
There's several different ways we can take a question like that. Probably the number one is the opportunity to dissemination within the operation. After feed is manufactured, one batch of feed can go to multiple places in the operation. So it's a very efficient way to disseminate good and bad things. If we're talking about pathogens, it can go to a number of different farms in a very short period of time. The other aspect of feed is also that normally, if we think of good quality feed, that's based on good quality ingredients. And if we think those ingredients may come from a number of different locations, that makes feed like a concentrator or a gathering place from pathogens that may come from multiple places at one time at the feed mill. If we think of those two things, given also that some of those feed ingredients are very rich in nutrients and proteins in general, that will make a suitable environment for pathogens to grow. Those two aspects of it make feed a very important fomite that needs to be considered in poultry and in all animal production practices.
I would just add also that one way that feed is different from other sources like the litter or the dust or feathers. Feed is something that's intended to be ingested every single day. And as soon as those turkeys consume it, we're going to replace it with a new batch of feed. And so every time we do that, that's another source of potential pathogens. And it's going to be in contact with their beaks, with their intestinal tract, and where feathers and dust may be an indirect contact, and it's not intentionally fed to them every day. So I think the argument could be made it's a primary vector for disease transmission.
Another aspect of feed manufacturing that is important to opportunities of contamination is that feed is such a high volume item in the industry that several steps in the process, it needs to be outdoors or it needs to be stored in a way that is exposed to a lot of other vectors, to insects, to birds, to an array of different animals that can, and in turn, be vectors of microorganisms that you don't want in your poultry operation.
So when you think of it that way, what impact can the feed mill have on integrated turkey units?
Well, I would say that feed mills that are vertically integrated have a tremendous impact in the quality of the feed that's delivered to the turkeys. And as well, it can help that integrator manage their costs and make sure that the feed is delivered efficiently. They can keep better control over the biosecurity protocols and the trucking or the delivery system to the turkeys. They can use phase feeding so that they don't risk underfeeding or overfeeding. They can grind their pellets down to a level that matches the phase of growth that the turkey's in. I mean, the mills have a major impact on the quality of the production and the costs associated with raising turkeys.
I totally agree with Amy. And I would add that the feed mill is a living dynamic operation. The number one duty is, of course, to provide the right type of feed on time, so birds are not starved of any time. That's a primary thing. The other important thing about the feed mill and the impact on the operation is that being like a living dynamic operations, the feed mill is subject to all the same biosecurity restrictions as the rest of the operation. There has to be a biosecurity plan to keep the feed mill environment separated from the outside. There has to be a line of separation. And within the feed mill, there has to be measurements that allow to kind of single out where you have, for example, your raw materials and when you do the finished feed. So if a problem appears with one of the raw materials, you have a way to separate them from the rest of your manufacturing process. I don't want to go in detail, but just in general, the feed mill needs to have a biosecurity plan, same as a farm, as a growing farm, as a breeding farm has.
How can producers maximize their turkey feed investment?
Ultimately, performance is like a multifactorial, multidisciplinary act where you need to get some basic pieces like nutrition in one side, management in the other side, and disease prevention. Those three factors together will get you to get the performance you want. Within each of those items, you need to consider, of course, if you have a health program that needs to be adapted to your geographical conditions. If you have a nutritional program, you need to stick to it in terms that ensure the birds are getting the requirements they get. And that needs to be attuned with the genetic progress. And because genetic progress will mean the nutritional requirements also change. And last but not least, management is probably the icing of the cake. Management may turn all the other factors, may dim all the other effects. Good management is kind of an insurance policy that your birds are going to perform as you expect them to.
I agree with all of Dr. Enrique's thoughts. And the only thing I would add is that another factor that could help maximize the investment is when the mill tests all of their incoming raw materials, they can see what their contamination risk might be, and they can hold their suppliers or their vendors to higher standards by making sure that their incoming supply is relatively clean. And of course, if not, they can always invest in a feed mitigant to ensure that their biosecurity risk is minimized.
What comes to mind when you start thinking about types of interventions that can be made in feed?
When you think of what you can do to your existing feed, hoping that your feed is perfect today. Every feed mill will take pride in saying or assuring my feed is fulfilling all the needs that the birds may have. Now, if you think of interventions that way, then you may add vitamins, you may add minerals, you may add amino acids, you may supplement your protein level. You can do a lot of things in the nutrition arena, and that's one thing. Another avenue that the intervention can take is that probably medications are used less and less as such. I mean, we're living in an antibiotic-free environment, but a lot of other interventions will come to mind. There's a lot of organic acid, essential oils. I mean, a number of different products that are put in the feed for intestinal health. And there's probably another level along those lines, which is the use of feed sanitizers. Your feed sanitizers would, as we said at the beginning, would work in the loads of microorganism or the microbial load that the feed may contain. We know today through research that decreasing microbial loads has more effects than just health in the birds. It may affect performance, and it may affect the overall profitability of the operation.
And another factor, as Dr. E mentioned, that the making sure the feed is free from the E. coli, the Clostridia, the Salmonella, and all the harmful pathogens just makes it easier for turkey producers to meet the consumer demand for fewer and fewer antibiotics and other interventions that the consumers may not want in their meat. So it just makes their job easier if the feed is already clean.
Cleaner feed will take you a long way. We always wonder that, gave it for granted. Now we know it scientifically. We know through research that cleaner feed really impacts the overall performance of the birds.
So you both have used the term clean feed. What does clean feed really mean for turkey producers?
The clean feed for turkey producers could mean that it doesn't come in. It provides all the nutrition and all the energy that they need those birds to have, but it doesn't bring in any extras like the E. coli, the Clostridia, the Salmonella, any of the harmful pathogens that are going to interfere with that turkey's ability to produce meat or to stay healthy. It's everything they do want, but nothing of what they don't want.
I'll try not to get too excited about this, but if you think the birds have a very unique digestive tract, and this is why poultry production is such an important source of proteins for humans. Probably the root of this intestinal tract to be able to make the birds grow and perform the way you expect is the number of microorganisms, the number of bugs, the number of bacteria that live in that intestine. In order for the bird to grow, be healthy and perform, that population of bugs in the intestine needs to be in a perfect balance. So if we think of the feed will be a direct contributor, constant contributor to that balance. If that feed is loaded with microorganism, especially loaded with microorganism or bugs, bacteria, like Amy mentioned, that can potentially cause disease, that would surely cause an imbalance. So clean feed means we're contributing to that intestinal balance, to that gut balance, so the bird can digest food properly and can use the nutrients to grow and to have a healthy gut and a healthy bird.
Great. Well, thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Thank you.